Hello, this is Christina, your host today. And today, it's a new episode of KSM Podcast, Growing Business Online with Christina. And I have such a pleasure to introduce you my special guest speaker, Solène Anglaré. Solène, welcome to the new episode of KSM Podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being a part of this episode today. And can you tell us a little bit? I know that you're an entrepreneur, you're a writer, artist, storyteller, I'd say, but and you travel around the world, so, and live in many countries. So can you tell us a little bit about you, who you are, and what you do?
Absolutely happy to. So, like you said, my name is Solène. My pronouns are she and her. I'm the founder of Be Beyond Borders, which started as a blog and then evolved into a bit of a small publishing venture where I published 4 books. And then I kind of pivoted and started hosting a talk show called The Inclusion Conversation. And more recently, I continued to pivot and starting to plan for different workshops around the themes of identity and belonging. That's what I do in my business. And the plan, really, I mean, the aim always is to make the world a place where everyone feels that they belong, that they are seen, heard, that they are appreciated for who they are without feeling any need to hide or pretend to be anybody else. And then you asked me about the traveling as well. So, yes, I'm originally from France. I was born and raised in France. I left about 14 years ago now, and I've lived in Norway, in the US, in the UK, in China, in Australia, then back to the UK. And now, 4 weeks ago, I moved to Dubai in the UAE. And alongside that, I've traveled to, I think it's 63 countries now. So, yes, I love traveling and exploring the world. I've spent 12 years working across different industries, different sector, and the majority of that, 7.5 years working in the travel industry. So, of course, why not? When you love it, might as well work in it, right? So, yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, that's nice. And thank you for sharing such amazing stories. Just imagine someone who need you travel and visited more than 60 countries and lived in, as you said, seven countries. Is it correct?
Yes.
And can you tell us a little, you mentioned your background, and can you share with us a little bit about your way when you were in some corporate industry? You mentioned some of companies, and then what triggered you to start writing, to do what you do now, and
Yeah, absolutely. So I started in the environmental sector. About 12 years ago now. I was a risk manager, and then I did some merger and acquisition work. Then I moved into the travel industry. So after a couple of years, I transitioned and I started in the transformation office doing like project management, internal consulting, that type of thing. And that got me really growing and thinking differently. And I was sent from the UK to China to open the Chinese office for that company. And that opportunity was amazing. It was for Thomas Cook, the oldest travel agency in the world. And that opportunity was amazing. I got to do everything and anything, from, building a startup type business. So ordering some chairs for the office, all the way to doing the strategy and the business development and organizing tons of events and doing marketing. And so I touched pretty much on every team, apart from finance. Nobody wants me to touch their numbers. That's good, fine for me. And then after working for Thomas Cook for 4.5 years, that's when I started Be Beyond Borders for the first time, and I took a year and I did that full time. Then I went back to work. I worked for Expedia for 2 years in a leadership position, looking after a team of 10 revenue managers, learning a lot about coaching, leadership, and inclusion and diversity. And then with the COVID crisis and the impact on the travel industries, that's when I transitioned to diversity and inclusion full time. So I had a short term role as director of people and culture for a hospitality company called Harry. And then I moved to Innovate UK, where I worked for a couple of years, first looking after their young innovators program and then looking after disabled and neurodiverse innovators. Innovate UK is the government agency for innovation. So I've worked in every type of structure, from my own business to startup, joint ventures, large scale organizations, medium organizations, you know, government, like literally just every single type of organization, because I love that variety. I love learning. And in terms of why I then started writing, it was a very personal exercise. Like, it's hard to explain, because it was like a gut feeling of, I need to get this out. I need to talk about what it was like feeling like I didn't belong, feeling like I had no home, feeling like no matter where I went, there was no place for me to be who I am. And so that's where I got started in terms of writing my books. But that's not the beginning of the journey. Like, I've always written. I started writing when I was 6, 7. I won a little poetry competition when I was 7 with my school. Like, I've always loved putting this giant wave roller coaster of emotions that I feel onto paper, into words, and in between the lines as well. So it's been a long journey, and I write every day.
So you're amazing. You know, just imagine thankful to the job and work what you do and traveling just sometimes as you, and you're very many in many area of business, you know, in terms to manage it, to organize event, and it's final. And you said that it's final time to be yourself, you know, because when you work with, and the point of this Growing Business Online podcast, Casting Podcast, is just to focus on entrepreneurs and online entrepreneurs, and also small business owners and males and females who wanted to build their business online. And I really love it when entrepreneurs share their stories. And your story is going to I think that influence our listeners who will listen to this podcast on Amazon, Apple, KSM podcast, you know, on Google Podcast and Radio Public, and you know, podcasts are Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. You're full of experience, you know, and because of that, you know, as you said, you have something in you inside of you, and you wanted to share it. Either that you are so passionate about writing from your childhood, and this is such an amazing transition. You just what would be main focus trigger? What was a trigger to start? Maybe can you just tell us? You said in terms of 2 years ago what we have on wires and everything, but you can such a what amazing what inside of you to start your freelancing journey. You mentioned that I know that from your bio that you are a freelancer as well.
Yes, so amazing question. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Because it's like it's an interesting one, right? I think people really want a very straightforward answer, like this is what happened, and then I started. For me, it's not like that, because the first time I went self-employed was 2018 for 1 year, like I said, and I was very attached to the idea of like, I'm going to write books because I love writing, and I'm going to be a presenter because I love public speaking. And I did that, but I didn't manage to make a sustainable life out of it. And I think we don't talk enough about the struggle that it can be when you are an entrepreneur, when you are freelancing, self-employed, in terms of you don't have that check in the bank that comes every month, that is predictable, that allows you to plan. Okay, this is the amount I'm going to put towards holidays. This is the amount for my clothes. This is eating. This is, you know, you can't really do that, because you have that feast and famine where sometimes you have lots of clients and sometimes crickets, nothing happens. And I think I had the illusion that is sold a lot by the self-help industry, unfortunately, which is just visualize the future and it will come true. Just imagine yourself as successful and it will happen. And I'm not saying that these don't work, they can work, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes you work really, really hard and maybe it doesn't happen. And I think this is the time to take a step back and think about, how do I pivot? What is the why? Like I said, for me, I want to make the world a place where everyone feels like they belong as who they are. That's my mission. There are lots of different ways that I can do that, not just books. And I will write more. Well, actually, I have two drafts already, but you know, it can go beyond that. And so I've gone freelance again as of September, which is only like 2 months ago. So I'm now full-time self-employed again. And this time I'm doing it a little bit differently. So in my mind, I have these three pillars: freelance, my own business, and my artistic work. On the freelance side, I'm working with amazing other organizations, consulting companies where I am one of their associates. I have, you know, different clients who they help me get work, you know, and I can be a trainer, a consultant. I can do lots of exciting projects. And I have built those networks and relationships whilst I was still in my work, in my day job, because I went down to 4 days a week to give myself the extra day to build this, you know, pipeline of relationships. That's the freelance side. In my business, like I said, I'm pivoting to now creating these experiential workshops in person that I'm going to be doing next year in Dubai around identity and belonging. But because, and thanks to the freelance side of things, I have more time to think about it, to plan it, to test it also with small groups of people and things like that. So there's a little bit less pressure. And I'm working with a mentor and a few people to help me to, you know, like, you know, make it happen. And then I have my artistic projects. And these projects, I'm like writing a song album with a friend of mine. We have formed a band called Excessive. It's going to be an album around mental health. And then I'm also doing a short film with another friend. And these projects have no commercial pressure. You know, I'm allowing myself to just explore and be creative and not think, oh my God, it needs to sell. I need to find a producer. I need to. So it's much more free. And having those free pillars, it's like having lots of eggs in a basket, you know. So that's how I've structured it this time. So hopefully it can help some people to think about as well, like their approach.
Yeah, and what you said, you know, I have some similar experience in online. I travel in front of my computer all around the world. Basically, I'm in Serbia, Southeast Europe, Belgrade, and we're from Europe, as you mentioned that you're from France. But you know, and I like ideas. You know, I started this podcast 4 years ago, and now it's you know, just to share with. Want to have some guest speakers who wanted to share their ideas. Also run my team for the web and as a freelancing, because I'm all the time freelancer, 13 years, and I run my team for web graphic design and digital marketing. And then 5 years ago, I started as KS digital marketing coach, and it's growing, KSM growing business online, and this is my freelancing part. And also, you know, I have podcasting, and also professional speaking. I spoke on many summits, radio shows. Also, I'm co-author of the book Global Women in Business, which is published 2019 in Melbourne, Australia. And also, you know, run some projects with other people. People wanted to come to me and say, Christina, would you like to partner with something because of this energy? And as you said, when we cannot do everything for money sometimes, you know, to be honest, because as you mentioned, many projects, and I wanted to sell it. No, this is a process. If you can find a way what you wanted to accomplish and earn income, you know, as freelancing is, as you mentioned, sometimes you have clients, sometimes not. But there are projects where you cannot earn money. Just do it for yourself, with yourself and with your friends, as you mentioned. And so this is such a, and we need time, we need to put our energy. But after that, we feel good, you know, and satisfied. Yes.
Yeah, it's having that diversity that's really satisfying. And I think one thing that, you know, I forgot to mention that was really important for me was to reframe my definition of success. Like many people, I think, because of the society that we live in, you know, the success is like the paycheck, the job title, the next promotion, the fancy car or something like that. And I had kind of fallen into that because you don't really question, especially when you finish uni and you think, yeah, I need to get a job. It needs to be a full-time job. It needs to be this, that, the other. I need to progress every couple of years, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, at one point, I just looked at myself and I thought, I'm the hamster on the wheel. What is going on? What am I doing? And now I've really spent a lot of time thinking about what is success for me, not according to society, other people, pressure, all that, just for me, if I boil it down to something. And my definition of success now is freedom. And you said for yourself as well that you've traveled and worked in different countries. I love that. That's what I want to be able to do. I
But
want
just to
to be
let you
able
know
to
that
work
I
from
traveled
anywhere,
in front of
anytime.
computer. I traveled online, no offline. I would love to travel as you traveled offline. So I would love that and connected with many people all around. There are amazing people all around the globe. Just excuse me for my distraction, just to be
All good.
clear on that.
Well, I'm hoping to do the offline version of that where I can travel. Like, especially think about Dubai is really, really hot in summer, like where I am now. It gets to 50 degrees Celsius, which is so hot. So I'm already thinking, okay, this like summer, like maybe I can go somewhere for a couple of months that is cooler and just work from a different place. And, because I just feel like there's so much to learn from spending more time in different cultures and surrounded by different people. So I love it. So yeah,
And
that's
learn
the plan
different
now.
languages and learn different languages
Yes,
to
absolutely.
understand
Why
their
not?
cultural tradition and to speak on their
Yes.
native language. And do
Exactly.
you who you know always we have some who is your ideal client and who do you work mostly with? Do you work with females entrepreneurs, males? Because from your background, that you didn't have choice to work when you were in big corporation, as you mentioned at start of this episode.
Yeah, so it's different for different parts of what I do. So for the freelance side of things, at the moment I'm working with consultancies as an associate. So in that sense, my ideal client is a consultancy company that is looking for people to train and to deliver change or strategic projects specifically around the topics of diversity and inclusion and neurodiversity and mental health. Meets innovation, leadership, and culture. So that's on the freelance side. And then obviously they will then, invite me to speak or deliver a project for usually large size corporations or government organizations all over the world. So that's on the freelance side. Then for my own business, which I am obviously still developing, it's people who are interested in self-exploration and introspection. It's people who are like really curious about understanding more how they're feeling, their mental health. It's people who feel like they don't fit in any of society's boxes. That's my target audience because it is B2C. So my readers and the people who come for my sessions, my talk show, they're from all over the world. They're from all genders. There is a slight majority of women, maybe because I'm a woman, I don't know, or maybe because of that connection to those topics that I talk about. But I'm very hopeful that this will continue to change because I think a lot of the time we've put certain genders in certain boxes. So again, my goal is to break all the boxes, just the taboos and the boxes and the stigma, just and the borders and just. So yeah, I tend to attract a big variety and range of people. And obviously what I do is in English. So that's, people who Who I work with speak English, understand English. But again, that's changing also because now I'm working a little bit more with some French clients. So yeah, it's quite exciting to almost come back to your
French is your
roots.
native language, and also, but
Yes,
English is
correct.
so professional language, and very people we can only understand. We speak English, from different countries in different cultures. And on that way, you just give people some freedom on that way. As you said, you wanted to discover it, the people, as you mentioned, that to do something on this earth for every single person to feel who they are, and express themselves on that way. To be real. Why I do why we do what we do and who we are to be inside of us, just to express ourselves sometimes, and don't care about people who what they tell, because we need only one person to connect with us in terms to understand what we do. And sometimes there are people who don't, I don't mean speak English, French, Italian, and other, but to speak and resonate with our business language, how we are connected with our business and how we wanted to express it. And this is so good that we have one person to support us and we can continue following our dreams and goals.
Definitely.
Just not to live
Yes,
in a
I love
box,
helping
as you said.
I love helping entrepreneurs to articulate their story. So, who am I? What am I here to do? What is my business? A lot of the time entrepreneurs are asked to pitch for their clients or something like that. So I've done a lot of that in terms of like helping people to create their pitch deck, review their pitch deck in order to present themselves in the best possible way, but also in a way that feels very authentic back to like, who am I? What's my identity? What's the real story and the real reason why I'm creating my business? For me, deep down, it's because I was bullied and excluded at school, and I never felt like I belonged. And I always felt so different from everyone around me, but I couldn't explain why. And I went to so many different countries, like you said, but really because I was trying to figure out, is there a place where I can feel I belong? And I've come to realize that it's not a place, it actually transforms and borders. And I now feel like I belong because, like you say, I've allowed myself to be myself, to connect with myself, but also through that exercise to connect with others and truly be like open and compassionate and be able to create hopefully that sense of belonging for other people as well. That's, yeah, you know what? You can be quirky, you can say the wrong thing, you can, be imaginative, be different, and you're so welcome.
And this is really nice, and especially when we do something from our heart. I'm heart-centered oriented entrepreneur, and people really feel that. People resonate with that as through this podcast or just speak to them, because when you feel good inside of you, you can express that on your face, in outside, and people just resonate, and people want like to see you, to see your body language, and connect with you, either in, that we are in front of camera, but anyway, we are we are a human being first and foremost, and this is so important. And every single person in this world has a story, different story, and we are all unique, so. This is
And that's the
diversity,
beauty
as
of
you
it.
mentioned.
I talk about that a lot, and that's the beauty of it. Like from a DNA perspective, we're 99.8% the same, like between humans. So we are so similar. We all have emotions. We all have hopes and dreams. We all are hoping to be healthy for our families, to be healthy and safe. So we have so much in common. And yet, in that 0.2% difference in our DNA, And that's just on the DNA level, but we are also so unique and different, just like you said. And for me, it's holding those two things and celebrating those two things, because a lot of the time we focus on the differences, you know, kind of like the game, you know, that we play with the kids, you know, like pick the difference. But then we forget how much we have in common. And so we feel disconnected and we put barriers and we say, I'm more human than you. No. We're all human. And like you said, so right. We all have a story. And I love helping people to connect with their own story and to share that story. I think it's just such a privilege to be able to do that.
And yeah, and I'm super happy that you have your, you mentioned your podcast. Can you repeat the name of that podcast, please? Maybe I have many, many questions and sometimes concentration.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's a live talk show. It's called The Inclusion Conversation. And so it's online and live, so people can join like in the audience. And I invite a guest speaker or two about a specific topic. And then the first half hour is recorded and I share it on YouTube. So there's already, last night was episode 21. So there's already lots to look back on. The first season was about diversity and inclusion in general, lots of different topics in there. And the second season was more focused on disability and neurodiversity. So again, so much to learn about from people's stories. And then the second half hour is not recorded and anyone who's joined live can ask questions, but also share their own stories. Because sometimes I feel like it's very top down in the way that, oh, hey, I'm an expert and I'm going to teach you all this stuff. But for me, again, back to that point of making, you know, creating that sense of belonging and making sure everybody feels heard and seen. So I really always have wanted to create this space where everyone and anyone who's interested in this topic, who has a story to share, can contribute. So, yeah, you can find it on YouTube at Be Beyond Borders on my channel, all the previous recordings.
Yeah, we will have all information about your website, and you will share it also. You should share with us here, but I will put all information about your talk show. And for our listeners who will listen to this podcast on Apple, as I mentioned, and start today, and also how just in your website and social media, when just the people, how people, listeners can connect with you. And also you mentioned about, can you share with us the names of your book which you wrote?
Oh,
and
yes,
also we can
absolutely
share links as well here.
Brilliant. Yes, absolutely. So I have published 4 books. So the first one is a travel memoir about living and exploring different countries, really looking for where is home, what is home. It's called Where to Next. The second one is a children's story about 2 kids from multicultural families who are trying to figure out where they're actually from. And so it's called Where Are You From? And then I have 2 poetry books, one in English called Where and one in French called Pensée d'ailleurs. And you can find them on my website, bebeyondborders.com, or on Amazon and all the other retailers out there, you name it. Actually, it's in Melbourne in the City Library as well, if you're there.
Yeah, nice. You know, a new story is amazing, really. And, you know, I asked you many questions, and sometimes I wanted to have, if you have a message for our listeners, or if you have something which you wanted to stress it out, like that I didn't, because I can ask you many questions, but the point is that people sometimes don't have time to listen 1 hour podcast, so 30 minutes is quite enough. And so can you share with us like a message for listeners and something which I didn't ask you before we ramp up our call today?
That's a very good question on the spot. I have so many messages, but I think the key one is really, who are you? And just spend some time with that question and with yourself and explore it in different ways, because it will lead you down a very interesting path in terms of reflecting and understanding like who you are and looking at what you're doing, how you're spending your time, who you're surrounding yourself with, what are your future plans, and whether those align with the answer to who are you?
Oh, that's really nice. And so what I can do just to, and people can connect with you also for consultation or something like that, just to, do you have some kind of call to action just for the end today?
Yeah, absolutely. If you'd like to connect with me to talk about, how can you tell your story as an entrepreneur, as a business leader, feel free to do that. I'm on Instagram at bbonborders. You can reach me bbonborders@yahoo.com, my email address, or you can find me also on Facebook, LinkedIn, pretty much everywhere. So don't hesitate to reach out, and we can have a chat.
Oh, Solan, thank you so much. It was so lovely, and I'm so honored having you today. And I'm so happy to have you as a special guest speaker. You share such an amazing and story which could impact and influence other people to start their
Thank
business
you.
or just think about who they are.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And I think that we will have the other podcast and a new episode maybe next year. Have a great day and see you very soon. Bye for now.